So I'll give you a quick choice. Royal Farms. Okay, that was easy. I knew it was popular, but I didn't realize it was that popular. So I'm going to take you back to 2009. There was this little thing that happened, maybe you remembered it, called the financial collapse. But I was a casualty of this collapse. And one of the side effects of that for me was having a sleeping disorder, which manifested itself around 2 o'clock in the morning, where I'd wake up and I'd be really, really hungry or thirsty. It was hard to say which one it was. But I found myself walking down the street. I lived at the time over on Fade Ave and Fagley, or Fagley, depending upon your disposition, I suppose. And I would walk to Royal Farms, and I'd get there, and I found myself just looking and shopping in Royal Farms. I mean, usually you don't go in there with, you know, a shopping mentality. I'm going to peruse this aisle and check out the candies there. There may be something new. You usually have a set thing. I'm going in, I'm getting this, I'm getting out of there. And I was half asleep at the time, you have to remember this. So I'd browse, and I'd look, and I'd ponder, you know, was it going to be a combo night? Or was I going with a Gatorade? Perhaps those really good flavored popcorns were what I'd take home with me that night. And this started to become a trend. It was happening night after night and night after night. And then I realized somewhere around 3:30 in the morning, when I was getting back to the house and settling in, that I was engulfed by something that I had a really hard time naming. And it took a while for me to figure out what it was. And it was a haze almost. It was a haze, almost otherworldly. It was a smell of deep fried chicken that was in my pores, coursing through my veins, that required me to get up in the middle of the night and take a shower. Now, I'm a little bit older than many of the folks in the room, so I come from a time when you could go to a bar and drink and smoke at the same time there. So when I was coming up, it was not unusual that you would go home and shower after being out because the smoke was so heavy. And I was having this same experience at Royal Farms. So I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I did work on a strategy. Before I went to sleep that night, because I knew it wouldn't be a long sleep, I made a choice as to what I was going to get at that Royal Farms. And I went in there with a mission. The mission was, one, get some tasty treat. Two, get out of there in less than 3 minutes, thus avoiding the haze of the Royal Farms fried chicken. Now, years later, of course, they've modified their ventilation, and I'm happy to say this is no longer an issue. It's not an occupational hazard for those of us that don't sleep well and have a Royal Farms right around the corner. Thank you.